And when my brother graduated, they, our colors at Pimpton were lavender and gold. And all the students of Pimpton wore the lavender robes, and all the students in Marsh High wore red and white. That's their colors. And it was the worst graduation I have ever seen in my life, because they all were like clowns with these different colors. But of course, there were a few blacks who had gone to Marsh High in their freshman years, so naturally they were going to wear red and white. But it was a class, maybe I'd say 500, and maybe about 275. It was even and even black and white. And all the blacks wore their lavender gold, and all the whites wore red and white. And out of the 15 honor students, maybe one black, and they don't. Another thing that happened real odd, the whole basketball team in Marshall High was black. All cheerleaders were white. It's just incredible how the people's attitude, and you know, half the students wouldn't even think about it if it wasn't for their parents. And they had a riot the first year, and I wasn't there, but the way it started, it was white males melding the black females, but all blacks went to jail, no whites. Yeah, this is a small southern town, but I just wanted, you know, tell it like it is, and you could expect no more from a community like this, and nowhere in Texas.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Prairie View A&M first in southern Texas. That is 45 miles from Houston.
Wait, Prairie View A&M, that's
in a little community called Prairie View.
Uh-huh.
Prairie View A&M University is in the city of Prairie View.
Which is just outside Houston?
Yes. The college makes up this city. Yeah. Over a year.
Uh-huh.
And Prairie View had with undergrads and grads has about 6,000 students. It did then, but I understand the enrollment has dropped tremendously. And they have community housing where a lot of professors and people stay, like that apartments. But it's off the main highway, Highway 145, and really, if you didn't pay any attention, you'd pass the highway because it's way out in the prairie, and that's where it gets its name from, Prairie View. It's out in the prairie, and they have the gym made like the Astrodome. If you didn't see that, you know, you just think there was just something, and you would notice it.
Yeah. Where did you go after that?
I transferred back here to Wiley. It was really a choice of my own, and it wasn't too much difference. The only thing from that, Prairie View and Wiley, there I stayed on campus in dormitory. I didn't like dormitory life at all. And I didn't have to cook till I came back home. But really, it was about the same. But of course, the differences in the amount of education, money-wise, this is a private institution, and therefore it is triple that of Prairie View with living on campus.
How long did you go to Wiley? For 3 years?
Yes, 3 years.
Is that the only time you lived away from Marshall?
Well, in the summer, I would go to California. To Dallas. I even worked in Dallas one summer. See, that's the only summer I ever worked.
Neither one of you have a pencil, do you
not use? Sure.
A pencil? No, I have a pencil. Sorry.
And?
You worked in Dallas one summer?
Dallas one summer.
What sort of work were you doing?
I was a cashier at a supermarket. And the other summer, I went down to Prairie View again to go to summer school. And the other summer, just sat at home because